The streets of Miami's Little Havana neighborhood were peacefully clogged with tens of thousands of Cuban Americans yesterday. They were protesting against the forced removal of young Elian Gonzalez from his relative's home last weekend. Elian is now with his father in a secluded retreat on Maryland's eastern shore. Yesterday's demonstrators in Miami continued to hope and to pray that a miracle might restore the boy back into their midst, as well as deal a blow to communist Cuba. From Little Havana, NPR's Philip Davis filed this report.
The Cuban national anthem echoed off the walls of the shops lining Southwest 8th Street, or Calle Ocho, as it's better known here.